This is Monterey Bay Today from KAZU News. It's Monday, March 23rd. I'm Erin Molesbury. The Friends of the Capitola Library Bookstore is closing at the end of this month. For 8 years, the store, which is in the Capitola Mall, has sold donated books to help fund library projects. Carol Fuller has volunteered since the beginning.
We're all getting old and tired, and we've reached that main target goal of the solar panels and batteries. So.
The Capitola Library had a ribbon cutting for its new rooftop solar panels and energy storage microgrid in late January. Bill Beauchamp is treasurer of the Friends and says the group will continue working.
We still have money to support the library. We're not abandoning the library.
He added the local nonprofit Gray Bears will take over the bookstore.
Some of us that want to keep doing this kind of thing have already volunteered for Gray Bears. So it will carry on.
Fuller says that's been a relief to patrons.
We're proud. People love this place. It's a everybody's happy when they come in here. You know, the kid can have a dollar book.
She called the past 8 years a worthwhile effort. And from our partner Cap Radio, a new UC Berkeley Institute of Governmental Studies poll asked voters about a pair of initiatives likely to qualify for the ballot in November. It found a slight majority of California voters, 52%, support a billionaire's wealth tax. If it's approved, it would require billionaires living in California to pay a one-time state tax equal to 5% of their net worth. Voters are more evenly divided on an effort to establish a voter ID requirement. 44% support and 45% oppose. That's all for Monterey Bay Today. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more local news.